Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
The Daily Witness is not just a podcast, but originally started as a gospel newspaper. Trevor Van Vuren Ministries distributes this newspaper free of charge, paid for by partners and friends. If you have not received a copy of this newspaper in your mailbox, feel free to download a copy from our website, www.thedailywitness.co.za. And now, enjoy today's podcast.
Hi, this is Andrew Van Vuren, and you're listening to the Daily Witness podcast. And today's episode is called Circles. Now, I know you're confused about that. And I know that in primary school, you learned about different shapes and sizes and so forth and so on. But this is a very important message. And you're going to find out things that you never knew before. And you know what? Maybe you did. But this is going to give you more information. So bear with me. I got some stuff to share with you. And let's get into a word of prayer. And I'll jump right into it because I know you're curious about this. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you for this message, Father. Use me tonight to get this word over to your people, Lord. Dad, I know that you love each and every one of us. There's not one person out there that you don't love. Lord, you love everyone. You've proven it when you sent your precious son for us. And Lord, like your word says, it is not your will that any one of us should perish. And Lord, I thank you for that. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. So this is Friday evening, and I was busy editing another podcast, and I was just speaking to the Lord about another podcast that I've been wanting to do for a long time, which is this one, and it is on circles. And I thought to myself, you know what, it's just past 10 in the evening now, and I thought this is a perfect time to actually do the podcast because everything is quiet right now, and it's nice and peaceful. So what do I mean by circles? You know, have you ever heard when something bad happens to someone, people will say that person was in the wrong place at the wrong time? Have you ever heard that? Or if something good happens, they say that person was in the right place at the right time. Now, do you know there are places that are the wrong places and there are places that are the right places? A few years ago, I remember hearing a story where this couple, young couple, they went to the beachfront, and it was late at night, and walking along the beachfront, and a couple of guys came along. They murdered the man and they raped the woman, and the couple was at the wrong place at the wrong time. You know, there's people out there, they just go out there and, you know, they'll either go to the pubs or the clubs or online chat rooms, and all those different places are referred to as circles, and they meet people in their own strength and they get married, and there are some times where it works out, very rare, but then a lot of the times they actually end up with someone that has not been called to be theirs. So what am I saying? You know, there's circles out there. There's the good circles and then there's the bad circles. Now, in the natural, if you're trying to do things without our Father's help, you will naturally step into the wrong circles. And trust me, listen, you do not want to be in the wrong circles. It can be damaging. It can be bad. Now, why am I saying this? I'm saying this because, you know what? We have a loving Father. The Bible says, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. And that is what we are. You know, we are the children of the Most High God. He is our loving Father. Now, I know we're all used to unnatural fathers, but can I be honest with you? When we step over into eternity, we're not going to see our physical parents as our parents. We're going to see them as our brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Because you know what? We only have one Father. And that's what Jesus was saying in the Gospels when he said that we are only supposed to call our Heavenly Father, Father. We're not supposed to call anyone else Father. Because we do have only one Father. Like right now, my natural parents, yes, they're my natural parents, but they're actually my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Because we're going to spend eternity with our Heavenly Father. For eternity, we're going to be looking at our parents as our brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. So our loving Father, he loves us so much that he has designed us from the ground up with special abilities. And no, I'm not talking about supernatural powers. We're not the Avengers. Jesus is truly the only superhero. Praise God. But we have special gifts on our lives. We were designed to fit in a certain place. We were designed to fit in to a certain community. We were designed to do a special calling. We were designed to be with a special person. We were designed to have the right friends. We were designed to be at a certain place at a certain time. We were designed to be in the right circles. Because that's how much our Father loves us. That he even has the perfect neighborhood for us. I remember years ago, I was working for this restaurant and I was the manager there. And it got so busy that I had to step out and I had to help the delivery drivers. And I drove to this well-off neighborhood in Port Elizabeth and dropped off their food. On my way back, I turned into this one street. I still remember the street's name. It was a Friday evening, and someone in that vicinity was having a braai. And I turned into that street, and I heard the Lord speak to me on the inside of me. I didn't hear an audible voice. I heard him on the inside of me, and he said, "This is your neighborhood." And, you know, at that point in time, I wasn't thinking of anything else. I was just thinking, you know, I got to get back to the shop. We got work to do. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, "This is your neighborhood." There are the right neighborhoods, and then there are the wrong neighborhoods. Now, each one has the right neighborhood that they are supposed to be living in. We have all been carefully designed by Heavenly Father. He loves us so much. He has designed us from the ground up. And I'm going to say something right now that's going to shock a lot of people. This is why a lot of people's prayers aren't answered, because you know what? They're praying for provision, but they're not where they are supposed to be. And it is impossible for our Heavenly Father to get the provision to them, because they are so far outside of His will that all of the Lord's plans cannot go into operation, because they are out there and they're not in His will. I remember years ago, I spoke to the Lord, and I was really sincere about it. This was years ago. This was before I stepped over into full-time ministry. And I asked the Lord, I said, "Lord, is it really worth doing the calling?" I went to sleep, and immediately the Lord spoke to me in a dream. And he said, "There is a big blessing in your calling. A big blessing." I woke up, and that dream was so fresh in me. You know, we were designed to do that very thing that the Lord called us to do. You know, when it came to Abraham, you know his story. They were moon worshippers. They used to believe in funny stuff. And the Lord called him out there. And I'm just going to go there. I want you to see something. This is in Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. And I might read 2. "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show you." This is verse 2. "And I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." Okay, so I'm seeing the word blessed a lot. And that was under condition. The Lord didn't just say, "You know what, I'm going to make you a great blessing. You just got to chill there and do nothing. You can just kick your feet up. You can, you know, watch Netflix or whatever." No, he had to go somewhere. He had to follow the Lord's leading. And guess what Abraham did? he did. And toward the end of Abraham's life, you know what the Bible says? That the Lord made him very rich in silver, gold, and cattle. Now, the funny thing is, I say this a lot, the world, this is the way the world sees rich people. It's the people with a lot of debt. A person that's paying off on a new car, a person that's paying off on a house, a person that has a cell phone contract, and the world says these people are rich. And that's not being rich. Rich people actually own stuff. And for the Bible to use the word, not just rich, I can understand if God just used the word rich, because when God talks about someone that's rich, it's someone that owns things. You know, but the Bible used the word very rich. Abraham was very rich in silver, gold, and cattle. He had success living on him. Wherever he would go, he would just prosper. That is the blessing. But that came on the condition that he had to follow the Lord. Now, a lot of people out there, they want the blessing. They want the Father to manifest his goodness in their lives, but they don't want to do what he tells them to do. And that doesn't work. A lot of people are praying for their divine partner. I've been doing a series on it, your godly partner. You know, they want their partner from the Lord, but they don't want to do what he told them to do. They don't want to go to the right church where he told them to go. They don't want to join the right ministry where he told them to join. They want to do their own thing, but they want the Lord to manifest his goodness. They want the Father to look after them. That really doesn't work. You know, if you want your godly partner, they are in a certain circle, and you need to get into that circle. If your godly partner is not in that circle yet, the Lord is leading them to that circle. That's how the kingdom works. I'm thinking of the rich young ruler. He had a special calling on his life. He was supposed to be part of Jesus' ministry. And Jesus called him into ministry. And when he heard that he's got to give up his money, he turned away grieved. He lost out on his circle. He thought he was rich then. He would have prospered beyond his wildest dreams, and not just in material things. He would have prospered in the anointing. He would have gotten to know the Father personally. He would have been operating in faith that he has never operated in before. He would have been a blessing to people, I would like to say, all around the world. I don't know how big that would have gotten if he had just stepped into his circle. But over a bit of money, he gave up that circle. And he chose to stay where he was. Everyone has a special circle. And you know what? Yes, we're blessed because what Jesus has done for us. But that blessing, that everyone wants the blessing. Oh, the blessing's lekker. The blessing's nice. You know, Lord, prosper me. Praise God. But no one wants to do what the Lord tells them to do. You got to step into your calling. You got to step into that circle where the Lord needs you to be. You know, can I be honest with you? You are very special to the Father. And every one of us, we have a special place where we are seated. You are supposed to, the way the Father designed things, we were supposed to be seated in a certain place and connected to certain people. And we were supposed to be influential in our circles. And now a lot of people, they want to do their own thing. They got their own personal desires, and they don't want to do what the Lord tells them to do, but they want his blessing. And you can only access the blessing when you step into the right circles. Like if you're part of the right ministry, already you're part of one of the right circles. The calling is another circle that you need to get into. For a long time, I was praying for my spouse, and we only started this ministry officially in 2019. And, you know, before I've been wanting my spouse, but you know what? You know what happened in the Garden of Eden? Adam was already in his circle. He was doing what the Lord called him to do. And then, and only then, the Lord said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him." And then the Lord brought him a helpmeet because Adam was in the right circle. If Adam told the Lord, said, "Lord, you know what, this gig isn't for me. I want to flip pizzas, you know. I want to start a pizza shop, and it's going to be called Eden's Pizzas." Guess what? He would have never gotten his wife. There's always the blessing that comes from being in the right circles. I remember, and I shared this testimony before, when I was unemployed. This was a few years ago, once again, before the ministry. And I was forced to leave my job because of what happened to my eyes back then. And I had creditors like hounding me. Oh man, they were terrible. They were terrible. And they didn't listen to a word that a person says. They were just going to bug me every single day. And anyway, I was ministering to this one woman, not talking about money at all. I was talking about something else. And she was led by the Lord to bless me with a certain amount of money. And she put it in my hands. And I automatically, I thought, okay, you know what? I'm going to sow the seed. You know, easy come, easy go. I'm going to sow the seed. So I spoke to the Lord. I said, Lord, where do you want this? Where do you want the seed? You know, what ground must I sow the seed into? And the Lord flashed a certain woman's face across my mind. And I knew that she was going through something. But initially, she wasn't my first thought. I was thinking of two overseas ministries that I am in partnership with, that they have been feeding me spiritually, literally for years. And I wanted to be a blessing to them. But the Lord said, no, sow the seed to this woman. So I said, okay, so I want you to see this. The Lord was telling me to tap into a certain circle with that seed. And I did. And I kid you not. Right after that, right after me sowing that seed to the right woman, the Lord led somebody else to pay my bills for a full year. And that was a good couple of thousand. So there is the right place. And then there is the wrong place. The Lord will always lead you to a place where the blessing is already there waiting for you. You know, there's this one person that I've been ministering to for a long time, telling them they need to seek the Lord. They need to pray out their calling. They need to. This person has got their own desires, and I don't judge the guy for that. You know what? Before I stepped into ministry, I had a bunch of desires. There was a lot of things that I wanted to do with the rest of my life. One of them was design cars. I used to draw a lot of cars. And my folks even sent my drawings when I was young. I think I was like 15. They sent my drawings to a certain German company. And this company, they really liked my designs. And they sent a letter to me saying they would like to see me. And my father and I went to them. And we had this long meeting. They showed me around the factory. And they wanted to pay for my studies. They wanted me to work for them. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to design cars. And later on, I outgrew that. Then I wanted to go into film. And I started practicing with that. I wrote a television script. I believe I wrote 6 episodes. And I believe it was like 25 minutes per episode. And it was a romantic comedy. And I really wanted to get into that. And I started, you know, buying the microphones, and I got this camera, and I created my own boom mic, and I was doing research on the right software, and I even got a trial version of the software that I wanted to buy just to practice with it before I do buy it. But the Lord was calling me to ministry all the time. And after a while, I prayed out my calling, and the Lord was calling me to ministry for a very long time. And eventually I said, you know what, Lord, I'm gonna do what you called me to do. And I laid down all my own desires. Now, if I had to design cars or if I had to go into film production, I would not have gotten far in life because the blessing isn't where I wanted it to be. The blessing is only in the right circles. So I've been telling this one man, just pray out your calling. And I gave him my book, Wisdom, the Principal Thing. And I've been encouraging him when it comes to the wisdom of God. It's the simplest thing to hear from the Lord. It is the simplest thing because the moment you ask him, he gives you that answer. And the rest is you just receiving the answer that he already gave. And my prayers for this person is that he does take the time to pray out his calling. You know, because I know that there is a blessing in the calling. I know that this person can be super effective when they're doing what the Lord called them to do. Now, I just need to say this. Not everyone is called to ministry. But every calling out there, every single calling is special to the Lord. You could be called to be a cashier. And to the Lord, he needs you to be there. I don't know why. I'm not your shepherd. I'm not your Lord and Savior. I don't know why you're supposed to be where you're supposed to be. But he has anointed everyone to be at a certain place and to be surrounded by certain people. Let me just say, the Lord loves you so much that he has designed you from the ground up. He has taken his time on every single person. every single person, regardless of their race. He loves everyone, and everyone means the world to him. That's why Jesus was sent, for everyone. Now, whatever you're called to do, you are seriously needed there. And let me just say this, no matter what your calling is, if you do what you're called to do, you are ultimately working for the Lord. Yes, you get your paycheck, but you can call down a bigger paycheck from the Lord. You can call in a bigger income because you are ultimately working for the Lord. There's some people that also need to pray out what church they need to fellowship at, because I know, like in the body of Christ, I've heard this so many times and it's not right. Church hopping is not right. It is not of God. And some people will start off at one church, then they might get offended, then they hop to another one. God is not unstable, and his kids shouldn't be either. You need to go where you're called to go. So what was this message really about? The Father loving us, that he has created beautiful circles for each and every one of us. Adam and Eve's circle was to take that blessing all around the world. Did they do that? No. They stepped over into another circle, a circle where they're not supposed to be in, a circle of selfishness. They wanted to eat that fruit, and they did. And the Bible says that Adam was not deceived. It was Eve that was deceived, but Adam wasn't, but he still went along with it. They lost out on that blessing, because that blessing was in their calling. A lot of people are praying for provision, but they're not getting it, because they're doing everything else except the will of God. So let me close off by saying this. There's a lot of different circles out there. You know, there's the calling, there's the ministries that you're supposed to be following, there's the right church you're supposed to be in, there's the right friends that you're supposed to have. There's a lot of different circles out there. And the quicker you get into the right ones, the quicker those blessings will show up. Instead of you having to pray, to pray, to pray, to pray, to stand, to pray, to cry, to pray, you know, it's going to be so much easier when you're at the right place at the right time, because that's where the blessing already is. It's already there waiting for you. I truly hope that you were blessed by this message. I hope you see more into it, and I hope you're going to take this advice and pray about the circles that you're supposed to be in. You know, spend time praying out your calling. And if you don't know how to do that, we have a lot of content, especially on our YouTube, about the wisdom of God. We also have some on our RSS account, or you can check on iTunes. And you know what? Wisdom is the easiest thing to operate in, because the Lord loves you so much. He will answer you straight away. And like I told this one man, the biggest thing about the wisdom of God, it's in the receiving. You don't have to keep praying and asking the Lord, what am I called to do? What am I called to do? What am I called to do? The minute you ask him what you are called to do, he's going to answer you. And then after that, it's up to you to receive. Like Proverbs chapter 2 verse 1 says, my son, if thou wilt receive my words. You need to receive the words that's already been given to you. God loves you. We love you. And remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
Hey everyone, if you enjoyed today's podcast, feel free to let us know by contacting us via our Telegram channel, Trevor Van Vieren Ministries, or send us a message on our Facebook account. And if you liked what our ministry is doing, why not partner up with us and sow into God's vision, which is to bring a printed copy of our newspaper to every house in our city. All funds are used to increase the print run and reach more houses with the good news of Jesus Christ. You can sow via our website at www.thedailywitness.co.za. There you will find a tab called Sow Into a Vision. If you are inside of South Africa, you can use the option of SnapScan. You can download this app free of charge from Play Store or iTunes. If you are outside of South Africa, you can use our option of Give and Gain. We thank you for your faith and generous support. Remember, we love you and Jesus loves you.